ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैश्चिकीम्। रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत मद्रीला चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट नंबर 197। ऐ दीना दयार्द्र नाथ हे मथुरानाथ कदा अवलोक्यसे हृदयं त्वद् अलोक कातरं दयित भ्रामयते किं करोमि अहम्। ऐ दीनदयाद्रनाथ हे मथुरानाथ कदा अवलोकयसे हृदयं त्वदलोककातरं दयिता भ्रामयति किं करोम्यहम्। ऐ दीनदयाद्रनाथ हे मथुरानाथ कदावलोक्यसे हृदयं त्वदलोककातरं दयितभ्राम्यति किं करोम्यहम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग इज लाइक दिस। ऐ ओ माय लॉर्ड Dina, on the poor, Dayardra, compassionate, Natha, O Master, He, O Mathura Natha, the Master of Mathura, Kada, when, Avalokyase, I shall see you, Hridayam, my heart, Twad, to you, Aloka, without seeing, Kataram, very much aggrieved, Daita, O most beloved, Brahmayati, becomes overwhelmed, Kim, what, Karomi, shall do, Aham, I. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O my beloved one, what shall I do now? Purport. The uncontaminated devotees who strictly depend on Vedanta philosophy are divided into four sampradayas, or transcendental parties. Out of the four sampradayas, the Madhvacharya sampradaya was accepted by Madhavendra Puri. Thus he took sannyas according to parampara, disciplic succession, beginning from Madhvacharya down to the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri. The acharya's name Lakshmipati. There was no realization of devotional service in conjugal love. Sri Madhavendra Puri introduced the conception of conjugal love for the first time in Madhvacharya Sampradaya. And this conclusion of Madhvacharya Sampradaya was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured southern state, southern India, and met the Tattvavadis who supposedly belonged to the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. When Sri Krishna left Vrindavan and accepted the kingdom of Mathura, Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, expressed how Krishna can be loved in separation. Thus, devotional service in separation is a central of this verse. Worship in separation is considered by Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya to be the topmost level of devotional service. According to this conception, the devotees think of himself as very poor and neglected by the Lord. Thus he addressed the Lord as Dina Dayardra Natha, as did Madhavendra Puri. Such an ecstatic feeling is the highest form of devotional service. Because Krishna has gone to Mathura, Srimati Radharani was very much affected, and she expressed herself thus: "My dear Lord, because of your separation, my mind has become overly agitated. Now tell me, what can I do? I am very poor, and you are very merciful. So kindly have compassion unto me, and let me know when I shall see you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always expressing the ecstatic emotion of Srimati Radharani that she exhibited when she saw Uddhava at Vrindavan. Similar feelings experienced by Madhavendra Puri are expressed in this verse. Therefore, Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya say that the ecstatic feelings experienced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his appearance came from Sri Madhavendra Puri through Ishwara Puri. All the devotees in the line of Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya accept these principles of devotional service. Omagyad Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadameham Dadati Svabadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Udabadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shrirubam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Paridana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Shivishakanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhav Dinabandhav Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. It's very difficult to speak something in front of learned Vaishnavas, that too on this topic, that too on a great personality, Sri Pada Madhavendra Puri, who expressed his heart in this particular verse. This verse is actually the central point for the Gaudiyas. Before we get into this verse, we'll try to talk something about our connection with Madhva Sampradaya. There is a very big debate whether we are connected to Madhva Sampradaya or not. But Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, both of them have clearly told, and even including Jiva Goswami Pad, that we are connected to the Madhvas. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Udupi, the headquarters of the Madhva Sampradaya, he used this word, Tumar Sampradaya, your Sampradaya. When he says your Sampradaya, that means we are different, you are different. But our Gaudiya Vaishnava has explained, just by this one word of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying your Sampradaya, that doesn't mean we are something different from the Madhvas. We are connected to the Madhva Sampradaya, but not the Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, which was prevalent during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, wow, Srila Prabhupada says, they were supposedly followers of Madhva. During the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, the Tattvavadis, the Madhva Sampradaya people, they had deviated from their own Acharya slightly. They were not actually accepting the heart of Madhva. The heart of Madhvacharya is expressed in 12 verses or 12 songs which he has written, which is known as Dvadasha Stotra. In the Dvadasha Stotra, Sripad Madhvacharya clearly explains whom I am worshipping. Who is the object of my worship? In that he says, Vrindavananjana Gokula Chandra. He says that Krishna whom I worship is not the Krishna from Dwaraka, but the Krishna from Vrindavan. These are the words of Sripad Madhvacharya in the Dvadasha Stotra itself. And then goes on, he says, that who is that Vrindavan Chandra? That Vrindavan Chandra is none other than Sundari Natha. I am not singing the entire song. It's a very beautiful song which Sripad Madhvacharya sung when he was carrying Udupi Krishna, when he got in the from the ship. You know that story very well. So while carrying the Gopi Chandra in which Krishna was there, so he was going towards Udupi. There he was singing this song in ecstasy. And then going further, he says, where is that Krishna? What pastimes is performing? Though he has used all the glorifications for Krishna's names and Krishna's different pastimes, but the Kriyatmaka Vandana, the Kriyatmaka means like paying obeisances. He says, one day I pay my obeisances one day. Who to whom? Govinda. Which Govinda I pay my obeisances? Mandara Dharin. That Govinda who has lifted the Govardhan and doing pastimes with Srimati Radharani, that Krishna who is from Vrindavana, he is my worshipable Lord. But somehow or the other, the heart of Madhva was not clearly expressed and then propagated by the Ashtamathas of Udupi. But there is one special line which our Acharyas in the Gaur Ganadish Deepika, they are given the line of Madhvacharya, which is very, very thin and very perfect, which is not in the prominent Ashtamathas, the eight Mathas of Madhvacharya. That is known as Uttaradi Math, where Padmanabha Tirtha, beginning which after Madhvacharya, there is one line comes through which Madhavendrapuri is connected through Lakshmipati Tirtha. So in one sense, if you see that the prevalent so-called Tattvavadis, we have nothing to do with them, but we have everything to do with Madhva. That is why Srila Prabhupada in purport very carefully says that the Tattvavadis who supposedly belong to Madhva Sampradaya, and then he further says in the purport that we belong to Madhva Sampradaya. He uses the word Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. Generally we say Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, but we should be very careful when we say next time Srila Prabhupada himself with his own hands, translation to the Anubhashya of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he says Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. So they say we are the Gaudiya branch, but actually we belong to the Madhva Sampradaya. So it is not that we are two different people, two different lines. Jai Shri Gaur Nitaya ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Jai Shri Sharada Shyam Sundar ki. Now, but there is some speciality. What is that speciality? That speciality is Sripad Madhavendrapuri. When Lakshmipati Tirtha, he initiated Madhavendrapuri, even Lakshmipati Tirtha himself was completely bewildered seeing the ecstatic symptoms experienced by Sripad Madhavendrapuri. That is why, though we have our roots in the Madhva Sampradaya, but actually the seed of our Sampradaya is Sripad Madhavendrapuri. So it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Adilila 9th chapter, verse number 10. Jaya Shri Madhavendra Puri Krishna Prema Pura Bhakti Kalpa Taru Tenaro Pratama Ankura. So it is explained that Madhavendra Puri is a storehouse of all devotional service. It says Prema Pura. He is completely filled with love. And in the desire tree, in the kalpataru of our sampradaya, he is a seed. Shripad Madhavendra Puri is considered to be the seed of our sampradaya. And then Madhavendra Puri, his dear disciple Ishwara Puri rupe ankura pushta hoila. And Ishwara Puri, he is a seedling. And apane chaitanya mali iskanda upajila. The trunk of our sampradaya is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And he himself is the gardener true. He is also the gardener, he put water there. Nija chintya shakta mali hana skanda hai. So even the mali himself has become the skanda or the trunk. And then it is very important to know, there are 9 roots of our tree. Madhavendra Puri is a seed, Ishwara Puri is a seedling, and there are 9 roots of our sampradaya whose names everybody should know, because most of them are the disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Paramananda Puri, Arakesho Bharati. These names are very, very purifying, because they had the direct perception of Shripad Madhavendra Puri, because they were the roots. From the seed comes the root. So these are the roots. Paramananda Puri Ara Kesho Bharati, Brahmananda Puri Ara Brahmananda Bharati, Vishnu Puri Kesho Puri Krishnananda, Sri Narasimha Tirthara Puri Sukhananda, Sri Navamula. These 9 names which we have recited just now, they are known as Mula. They are what? They are the truths of our sampradaya. Now it is further described, whenever Krishna comes to this world, he sends his father, his mother, and his dearmost associates before he comes. When Advaita Acharya, he loudly called out for Krishna to appear. At that time, Krishna, before his appearance, he sent few people. Who are they? Krishna yadi prithvite karen avatar. When Krishna is about to take up incarnation in this world, pratame karana guru varga sanchar. So what he does? He sends guru varga. Guru varga includes his father, mother also. So now, here, who are they? Who Krishna sends? Pita mata guru adi yatha manyagan, all the revered people by Krishna, he sends them. Pratama karana sabara prithvite janam. So he makes people to take birth in this world before he appears. So when Chaitanya appeared, whom did he send? He sent Madhava Ishwara Puri. He sent Madhavendra Puri. He sent Ishwara Puri. And he sent Sachimata. He sent Jagannath Mishra, Advaita Acharya. So these are the 5 people, prominent people, whom Sri Chaitanya Krishna sent before his advent. Now, it is a very wonderful description about our Guru Parampara. If you see in the Bhagavad Gita, the end of the introduction, Srila Prabhupada gives a list of our acharyas in our sampradaya. Of course, the main acharyas in our sampradaya. The list of the main acharyas in our sampradaya is from the Gaur Gaunodish Deepika first. And then Srila Jiva Goswami Vipad has written in his books, and also Baladeva Vidya Bhushan Prabhu has clearly written in his Pramey Ratnavali. In one book called Pramey Ratnavali, he connects ourselves with the Madhva Sampradaya. And then Srila Baladeva Vidya Bhushan Prabhu says, Shri Madhva Praha, Madhva has told, what did he say? Vishnu Parataram Nikilamnyaya Vedyam. In this way, he lists the 9 Prameyas. And then at the end, he says, Ityupadishati Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandraha. So whatever Madhva has told, iti upadishati, these 9 things were explained by Sri Madhvacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. In this way, there are many, many instances from our previous acharyas where it is proved that how we are connected to Madhva. At the same time, the bhava is something very wonderful. That wonderful bhava which is manifest in the Gaudi at present is because of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. So he's a very, very important personality for all of us. Now, we all know the list of the parampara. In the Gaur Gaunadishipika, it is explained that Paramyoneshwara Asit Shishyo Brahma Jagatpati. So the disciple of the Supreme Lord himself, the first disciple is Brahma. And tasya shishyo Naradaha, from his disciple is Narada, Vyasa tasya shishyatam. And then Narada initiated, Vyasa became the disciple of Narada. And Sukho Vyasa shishyatam prapto jnanavam bodhat. So he again, Vyasa gave it to Sukadeva Goswami, and Vyasa gave it to Madhvacharyo Mahashayaha. So Vadyacharyo Mahashayaha, Tasashishya Bhut Padvanavacharyo Mahashayaha. So in this way, the whole Shishya Parampara comes, Tasashishya Narhari Madhava, and goes on coming to Sripada Madhavendra Puri. So it is very nicely described that how Sripada Madhavendra Puri is a very, very prominent and a turning point in the entire Guru Shishya Parampara, starting from Krishna himself. Like sometimes it is described in the Sri Sampradaya, when they pay their obeisances to their spiritual master, they say that Lakshminath Samarambham Nathayamuna Madhyaman Asvanachari Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam. Because there are two acharyas in the line of Sri Sampradaya who gave a very important turning point. That is why Natha, Natha Muni Yamuna, they are known as Natha Yamuna Madhyaman. Sampradaya originally starts from Krishna. If we have to describe our Sampradaya, if you want to worship your Guru, Srila Prabhupada, you'd say Radha Natha Samarambham Madhavendra Puri Madhyaman. Madhavendra Puri Madhyaman, you can even say he is in the middle, because he gave a very wonderful curve, very wonderful twist to our Guru Parampara, which by which we have a very special favor. Sometimes when you take up devotional service, especially in India it happens, when a boy starts coming to an ISKCON temple, starts chanting 16 rounds, the parents and the relatives say that, what happened to you? You know, we are also devotees of Krishna, not like you. What is this kind of devotion? You become mad. It happened to me. Because our parents were all Krishna devotees only, grandfather and many relatives. But when I came to ISKCON and started chanting, reading Bhagavad Gita, they told me, don't act too smart. No, we are also Krishna devotees, but not mad like you. Not mad like you. Then I used to remember in myself, it is all because of Madhavendra Puri. Because they are all devotees, very nice devotees, wonderful. But this madness in devotion, love of devotion, love and devotion, this love which is manifest can only happen when somebody comes in contact with the slight twist which was given by Madhavendra Puri in our Sampradaya. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he pays obeisances to Madhavendra Puri in a very, very nice two verses. He says that we know the story very well, but it is good to know how we are to pay obeisances to Madhavendra Puri. Before the whole story of Kirchor Gopinath, that you know very well. So I thought I'll not much elaborate on that story of Kirchor Gopinath. Instead of that, we'll talk one very special incident which happened, where Sripad Madhavendra Puripad met Nityananda Prabhu. See, Nityananda Prabhu is also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Of course, some people say that Nityananda Prabhu got initiated from Lakshmipati Tirtha, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur has reconciled and said, to consider your god brother to be your spiritual master, there is nothing wrong in that. Because Madhavendra Puri was so advanced that Nityananda Prabhu himself thought that I should get initiated from Madhavendra Puri. Though Nityananda Prabhu was initiated originally by Lakshmipati Tirtha, in one sense Lakshmipati Tirtha is a guru of Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu met Madhavendra Puri and considered him to be a spiritual master. So here, just paying obeisance to Madhavendra Puri, we'll see that how Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu met. There's a very nice incident in Chaitanya Bhagavat which talks about it, because generally devotees, whenever we hear of Madhavendra Puri, we talk about how Kirchor Gopinath story, we hear about it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally spoke. So I thought anyhow devotees know the story, so let me let us discuss something on Madhavendra Puri meeting Nityananda Prabhu. So let us pay obeisances. Yasmainatum chaurya kshira bandam Gopinataha kshira chora vidobhut Sri Gopala pradurasid vashasyam Yat premnatam madhavendram matosmi. So with great love I pay my obeisance to Madhavendra Puri, for whom Gopinath himself took the name of Chor. Just imagine, to take the name of being a thief. It's not a joke. The Supreme Lord himself, of course, he is known as Chorya, Choragraganyam, Purusham Navami, and he is Prasiddham, Rajay Prasiddham, Navanita Choram. He is already famous as a thief. But for the sake of the pastime, he steals. But for the sake of devotee stealing, that never happened. And that too in the form of Archavigraha doing this thing. Of course, when he comes as a pastime and does stealing and all these things, that is accepted. But as an Archavigraha, to steal something for a devotee, it is something very special. That is a speciality of Madhavendra Puri. That for the sake of Madhavendra Puri, Krishna, he stole the Kira Bhandam. He became a thief. Of course, anyhow, he is known as a thief. He likes to steal things. For the sake of devotee, he did it. Anyhow, once it so happened that Madhavendra Puri was going around different places, and then he met Nityananda Prabhu. So it is described, Madhapuri dekhena Nityananda takshana prema murchita hoyla nispanda. As soon as Nityananda Prabhu saw Madhavendra Puri, immediately he fainted. Nityananda dekhi matra Sri Madhavapuri padila murchite hoya apana pashari. See Nityananda Prabhu, Madhavendra Puri again fell unconscious. This is how, when you are in love, the highest form of love, there are 10 levels in love of God, right? When you attain prema, the last one is murchita. Murcha means it's actually you faint. So both of them, just by looking at each other, they fainted. Duhara murcha hoila duhara darshane kande ishwara puri adi sishagan. As soon as, because Madhavendra Puri was along with his disciple Ishwara Puri and other disciples, they saw both of them fainting and immediately they started crying. Kakshane haila bhaiya drishti dui jane. After some time, both of them came back to consciousness. Anyonya gale dhari kare no krandan. As soon as they came to consciousness, what they started doing? They cried. And even they were catching out of each other's neck and they started crying. Rivers are flowing down to their eyes. Bahugalayata dui prabhura premarase hunkara kare krishna premaveshe. So, Dui Prabhu refers to Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri. They both started crying and then they were like in ecstasy. They were doing hunkar. They were roaring like anything in love of God. Premanadi vahe duira prabhura nayan. Hey, so nicely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes that when Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri met. What was happening? Through their eyes are rivers of tears of love flowing. Prema nadi vai dui prabhura nayane prutvi haila shikta dhanya hanamane. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, when the tears of love are flowing through their eyes, whole earth was completely wet because of tears. And Dharani, Bhudevi, felt that I am so fortunate to be drenched by these, to be bathed by these tears of love within. There was no limit for their expression of love. All the Ashtasattvic were manifest in them. Then Nityananda started saying, Nityananda bole yato tirtha karilan. He says, oh, Madhavendra Puri, wherever all the tirtha sthana went, tirtha brahman event, now the whole punya of the tirtha brahman going to all the holy places has revealed now, because samyak tirtha phala ajipail. I got that phala. I got the result of going to all the Tirthasthan because I had your darshan. Nayana dekhinu Madhavendra charane ehi prema dikhaya danya haila jivane. Says, by seeing this ecstatic love which is manifest in you, I find myself to be so fortunate that I had your darshan. Madhavendra Puri Nityananda Kari Bokole Uttaranaspure Kanta Ruta Prema Jale. As soon as Madhavendra Puri embraced Nityananda Prabhu, and he was not able to reply, and his throat was completely choked up. Hey, na prita haila Madhavendra Puri,
ವಕ್ಷ ಹೈತೆ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದೇ ಭಾರಿರ ನಾಕರಿ.
ಮಾಧವೇಂದ್ರ ಪ್ರಭು ಸೋ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅನೇಬಲ್ ಟು ರಿಲೀಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಟ್ಲಿ ಎಂಬ್ರೇಸಿಂಗ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು. ಈಶ್ವರಪುರಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದಪುರಿ ಆದಿ ಯತ್ರ ಸರ್ವ ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಹಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ರಥ. ವೆನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಧವೇಂದ್ರಪುರಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಈಶ್ವರಪುರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಭಾರತಿ ದೇ ಸಾ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವೇಂದ್ರಪುರಿ ಇಸ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು. ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಡ್ ಲವ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ನೋ that if we don't really recognize the love which is manifested by Madhavendra Puri, we can never have affection for a spiritual master. What spiritual master has given us? Nityananda Puri is our spiritual master. What he has given, if you want to really value it, and if you want to really value our spiritual master, we should know who is Madhavendra Puri. So that is why to hear about Madhavendra Puri and his in the loving feelings which he openly manifested first time right from the dawn of creation, right from the time when Krishna created Brahma was created, from that time even Brahma did not manifest such love. No other acharya has manifested such love for millions and trillions of years. That love was manifested by Madhavendra Puri. So if when we know the glory of Madhavendra Puri, our affection and our faith in our spiritual master increases. Then sabhi
payeno dukha durjana sabhashya atheva vana sabe bhramera dekiya.
So then when this thing was going on, there are many materialistic people who are seeing, hey, what's happening on these people? They were not able to understand. So they thought, these materialistic people, they cannot understand. Same thing comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Mahaprabhu and Rai Raman met, they were in ecstasy. Rai Raman and Mahaprabhu were both in ecstasy. But at the same time, they controlled themselves because they saw Vijatiya Brahmanas. These Brahmanas who were observing them, who actually brought Narmand Rai, they could not understand what is love going on. So just by being a Brahmin or very learned, what to speak of experience that love of Krishna. You cannot even understand what is love of Krishna. You cannot even appreciate what is love of Krishna because you are Vichatiya. So then somehow or other, Kotodina Nityananda Madhavira Sange, for some time both of them stayed together, and Madhavendra Kata e Adbhuta Katane. Yeah, this is Adbhuta Katana. Aharnisha Krishna Prema Madhavira Madhye Pera Pai Hasikande Hai Hai Kare Hai Hai. Sometimes they both, Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu, they used to say Hai Hai. Sometimes they used to laugh, they used to cry in separation from Krishna.
Nityananda Mahamatta Govindera Ras Dulaira Dulaye Pade Atta Hatta Has.
Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu, in love of Govinda, he used to cry, he used to sometimes laugh loudly. Sometimes Ratri Dine Kela Nahi Jane Prema Rase. They were not knowing how day night went.
Kata Kale Yata Kala Kshana Nahi Vase.
For a single moment also, they did not forget Krishna.
Madhavendra Sangeta Haila Akhyan.
So till now I described about how Madhavendra Puri, he spent his life with Nityananda Prabhu for some time. Madhavendra Puri, he was so in ecstasy and always so much Krishna conscious. Sometimes he used to see the blue clouds were there in the sky. Just by seeing these blue clouds, Madhavendra Puri went into ecstasy. He thought about Krishna and he used to faint.
Etamata Madhavendra Puri Nityananda Prati Aharnisha Bolana Karena Ratimati. Madhavendra Prati Nityananda Mahashay Guru Buddhi Vetireka Aranahi Karai.
So Guru Buddhi, Nityananda Prabhu, he accepted Madhavendra Puri as a spiritual master. He had a Guru Buddhi. That is what Chaitanya Bhagavat clearly explains. Madhavendra Puri, after having nice, wonderful pastimes, they could not really tolerate the separation from them. Then what happened? Madhavendra Puri had to go one day. That he went to the north, and Nityananda Prabhu, he went to South India to Setubandha. Now, going further, Sripada Nityananda Prabhu, Madhavendra Puri, greatness, the speciality of Madhavendra Puri, is personally described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to Mathura. He came to Mathura. And he was in ecstasy. He was also manifesting divine love. And all the people in Mathura, they were completely surprised. At that place, there was one Brahmin. So Mahaprabhu, he saw this Brahmin. This Brahmin was experiencing so much of love of God, and he was very special. He was not just like the other Brahmins of Mathura. Then, Arya Saralatumi Vruddha Brahman. Oh, you are a great personality. Mahaprabhu said to that Brahmin, you are very Saral, very, very simple hearted. Like Mahaprabhu could recognize, this Brahmin is special. What was going on in the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What was going on? That this kind of love which this Brahmin has for Krishna can only be possible if he ever had association with Madhavendra Puri. This was going on in the mind of Sri Chaitanya. Though they were very learned Brahmins, Mahaprabhu told, Arya Saral, you are very simple. Kaha hoite palne tumi yehi prema dhan. Mahaprabhu directly asked that Brahmin, he said, oh my dear Brahmin, where did you get this premadhan? I can see so much of love is there. Then immediately, Viprakahe Sripada Madhavendra Puri, Brahmite Brahmite Aila Mathura Nagari. Sripada Madhavendra Puri, going to different places, he had come to Madhavendra, Mathura Puri. Kripa karite homora ni aila nilaye aila. So with great fortune, he came to my house. Mora sishya kari mora hate bhiksha kaila. Yes, he accepted me as his disciple, and with my hands he accepted bhiksha. Because sannyasi is the accept bhiksha, and he made me his disciple, and he accepted bhiksha. Then Gopala prakatakari seva kaila mahashay. Adhyapi tahara seva govardhanihaya. Then this Brahmin told, after initiating me, accepting bhiksha from me, he went to Govardhan. There in Govardhan, he established the Gopal deity. That story you all know very well. He established the Gopal deity, and then still that worship is going on. As soon as Mahaprabhu heard about Madhavendra Puri, Suni Prabhu Koila Tara Charana Vandan, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paid obeisances. Bahya prana prabhu paaye padila brahman. Immediately when Mahaprabhu paid obeisance to the Brahmin could not tell, hey, Mahaprabhu, what are you doing? It's not good. You're not supposed to pay obeisance to me. I should pay obeisance to you. You are a sannyasi. I am just a low class Brahmin. Then Prabhu kahe tumi guru ami shishya pray. Just see what Mahaprabhu says. He says, Tumi Guru, you are my spiritual master. Ami Shishya Pray. I am not even a disciple. Pray Shishya. I am just a disciple. Just a so-called disciple. Guru Hana Shishya Namaskar Hai Kai. It is always said in the scriptures, Shishya or a disciple should pay obeisances to Guru. And you are my Guru, so I am paying obeisances to you. Suniya Vishmita Vipra Kahe Bahya Pran. He became completely bewildered. Aiche baat kahar keno sannyasi hona. You are a sannyasi, and why are you telling that you are my disciple? How can it be possible? Kintu tumara prema dekhi mane anumani. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh, though I could see the prema in your heart, anumane, in my mind I thought that Madhavendra Puri sambandha dhari jani. Jani, I know, I came to know that you have sambandha with Madhavendra Puri. So we actually have sambandha with Madhavendra Puri. Anybody who has sambandha with Madhavendra Puri, they develop this prema, special prema. Krishna prema tarayana tahara sambandha tahana vina e premera kahan nahi ganda. Without the sambandha with Madhavendra Puri, there is no question of even such kind of love being smelt. There is no question of even Gandha. What to speak of having it? Only because of association of Madhavendra Puri, this kind of thing happens. Tabe Vipra Prabhu Lana Aila Nija Ghare. Then this Brahmin brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. Apana Ichhaya Prabhura Nana Seva Kare. He started doing so much of service. Bhiksha Lagi Bhattachari Kaila Randan. Then this Brahmin told, oh, Balabhadra Bhattachari was along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he told, oh, Balabhadra Bhattachari, why didn't you cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Then Mahaprabhu says, oh, you cook for me. He told this Brahmin. Then the Brahmin told, I am Sonodiya Brahmin, and I am such a low class person. Because it is said that the Brahmins are also of many categories. It is not well known for many people in ISKCON, but if you go to South India, even still this thing is there. Though, just because somebody is a Brahmin, that doesn't mean he is very high, even in the caste system. Within the Brahmins also, there are many, many levels. High class Brahmins, they don't even look at low caste Brahmins. What to speak of Shudra? The casteism is so prevalent. Of course, they got good and bad merits, so many things are there. We don't get into the sociology part of it. But low class Brahmins are not even look at. And the Sonodiya Brahmins, they are low class because they guide the Vaishyas. What kind of Vaishyas? Those Vaishyas who are low class. Low class Vaishyas, those who are into intoxication and meat eating. They are guided by these Sonodiya Brahmins. That is why the high class Brahmins, they only guide high class Vaishyas. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the high class Vaishyas are Agrawals. Like you have this famous Agrawals in India, isn't it? They are high class Brahmins. And there are two more classes of high class Vaishyas. There are two more classes of Vaishyas who are not so high class. They are into intoxication and meat eating. So these Brahmins who guide these Vaishyas in their so-called religiosity, but never tell them to stop eating meat, stop intoxication, they are low class. And these Sonodiya Brahmins, they are that kind of class of people. So he says, I am such a low class, a sannyasi. Spriti says a sannyasi should never accept a prasad or bhiksha from such houses. Only in the high class Brahmins houses you should accept. Then Mahaprabhu said, no. Since Madhavendra Puri has come to your house, since Madhavendra Puri himself has accepted prasad from your house, I will accept prasad from your hands. Balabhadra Bhattacharya need not cook. You only cook. From your house I'll accept. Tumare briksha diya bada bhagya si amar. He says, what to speak of, I'll accept it. Si bhagya, bada bhagya. It is my great fortune that I'm going to accept briksha from you. Murkha loka karibe tumara nindan sahite na paino ye dushtera vachan. Foolish people will criticize me. Then entered Mahaprabhu, so don't worry about it. Yade acharati shreshtaha. Madhavendra Puri established example, I'll follow it. Dharma sthapana hetu sadura vyavahar Puri Gosai ye acharana se dharmasar. So in this way, Madhavendra Puri has established dharma that if somebody has got love for Krishna, you can accept prasad and bhiksha from yours, even if you are a sannyasi, even though that person doesn't belong to a high class family. But if he has got love for Krishna, you can go and accept. And Madhavendra Puri, he is an example. Dharma sthapane hetu sadura vyavahar Puri Gosai yachana se dharmasar. Whatever Puri Gosai, Madhavendra Puri has established, that is what? Dharmasar. What is dharma? What is adharma? What is right? What is wrong? Nobody can establish. Because it is clearly said in the scriptures. Yudhishthira says in Mahabharata, Tarko pratishtaha shrutayo binna. What is right? What to do? What not to do? Very difficult to understand. Even if you study from the scriptures, very difficult to understand. Mahajana yena katasvanta. Whatever Mahajanas do, we should do it. Just follow it. And Madhavendra Puri said, Mahajana, so we just follow it. In this way, Madhavendra Puri's wonderful story is described there. And ultimately, for a few minutes, we'll discuss about this important verse. This verse is such an important verse. Whoever understands this verse is a Gaudiya. Whoever doesn't understand this verse cannot be a Gaudiya. Madhavendra Puri had two disciples, Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri. When Ramachandra Puri came to Jagannath Puri, in the last days of Madhavendra Puri's in Jagannath Puri or in Ramuna, there he saw his spiritual master Ramachandra Puri. Ramachandra Puri had always this critical mind. He used to criticize people. So he saw Madhavendra Puri. What is he doing? He's crying. Pui Goswami kare Krishna naam sankirtan. He's chanting. Mathura na paino natira na paino boli kare krandan. Madhavendra Puri used to say, Mathura na paino, I'm not able to find Mathura, Mathura, Mathura na paino. He was just crying, and he was crying, doing Sankirtan. Ramachandrapuri tabe upadeshara. Jesse, how dare this Ramachandrapuri, he started instructing spiritual master. Oh my dear Lord, my dear spiritual master, tumi purna brahmananda, you are self-realized soul, and why are you crying? Self-realized soul, don't cry. Brahma bhuti prasanna atmana shochatina kankshani. Hearing this thing, already Mahadevendra Prabhu is crying that, oh, I am not able to find Krishna. On top of this, somebody is saying, don't cry. So this is what Uddhava. Uddhava was told by Krishna, Krishna, go to Vrindavan. There gopis are crying in separation from me. So please go and pacify them. Uddhava went and saw. They saw and everybody is crying for Krishna. Radharani, and he could not really see. And he heard that Krishna has told me that I should pacify these gopis. Then Uddhava thought to himself, if I tell these things, it is a great insult to the gopis. If somebody dies in somebody's house and we go and try to pacify him, that's okay. But if somebody is crying for Krishna, crying separation from Krishna, that is the perfection of life. And going and trying to pacify that person, telling not to cry, it is a big offense. There is no greater sin than to tell a person not to cry for Krishna. So here Mahadevendra Puri, Ramachandra Puri is doing the greatest sin. That too instructing spiritual master. That too is crying in love for Krishna and he says, don't cry. Suni Mahadevendra Puri mane krodha upajila. He had so much of krodha. He had dura dura papishtha. You papishtha. So Mahadevendra Puri said, one who cannot recognize the loving symptoms, love for Krishna manifest in the heart of a devotee, is papishtha. Dura dura papishtha boli barsana karila. He started scolding him. Hey papishta, Krishna na payinu matura. Oh, I am not able to Krishna, I am not able to Krishna. On top of it, you are saying, don't cry. Already I am suffering, you are making me suffer more. And he says, because of you, what is going to happen, you know? Krishna na payinu muim, maro na parna dukhe. I am already dying in this misery. And you are asking me to stop praying, it is more misery. Then he said that because of you criticizing me, Mahadevendra Puri told that your mind will be engrossed in Vishaya Taranga. You will become, your mind will be attracted towards Vishaya. So if somebody is not able to appreciate love of Krishna and manifest in the heart of a devotee, and instead of that criticize, when somebody shows some love for Krishna, if you criticize and say, I don't know, be peaceful, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, you may show so many shlokas, but that person is an offender and he'll immediately go to, his mind will be filled with so many different kinds of offenses. Now, in this way, this pastime shows that Mahadevendra Puri, he showed a very important thing. Now, just 2 minutes more, because this words had to be explained. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was glorifying Mahadevendra Puri. The entire story of Kirchor Gopinath is told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all his devotees when he was on the way to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas. So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Mahadevendra Puri, at the last time when he was about to leave the body, at the time, Yeta Boli Pade Prabhu Tanara Krita Shloka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this verse. And Ye Shloka Chandra Jagata Kari Achya Loka. He says that Madhavendra Puri chanted this verse, which is like a moon. And he spread the entire darkness. He removed all the darkness from this world. This verse is like the moon. And he says, Ghasite Ghasite Yei Malayas Malayajasar. If you contemplate on these words again and again, Ganda Bade Techesi Shlokera Vichar. So Mahaprabhu personally has told everyone should do vichar on this shloka. Contemplate on these words constantly. When what happens? Like when you have Chandan wood, this verse is like a Chandan wood. When you do constantly vichar, what happens? Just by this rubbing the chandan, the sandalwood, you get wonderful fragrance. So the fragrance can be manifest only when somebody does vichar on this particular verse. And then he compares not only this verse to chandan. Mahaprabhu compares this verse to be kaustubha. Kaustubha mani is the topmost of all the manis. Mani ragana madhya eche kaustubha mani. Like Kaustubha is the most important money among all the monies. Rasakavya madhyate che ese e shloka gane. Among all the rasakavyas, there are so many rasagrantas, the topmost is this particular verse. ee shlokari achen radha thakurani. Then further Mahaprabhu himself says that this shloka was recited by Srimati Radharani, and the meaning of these words is only known to three people in this world. Then you may say, Prabhuji, why are you explaining these words? And that is why I am not explaining these words. Just you are reciting these words only. Only known to three people. Madhavendra Puri, Shripati Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you may say, Krishna doesn't know. That is the reason he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Krishna doesn't know the meaning of these words. And that is the reason he had to come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot know the internal meaning, the bhava. At least Shabdhartha we should know. He says, Ai Dina Dayadra Natha. So Madhavendra Puri is actually saying, Radharani, Krishna is in Mathura now. Radharani knows Krishna has gone to Mathura. She is mad. She just cannot tolerate separation from Krishna. In that madness, she looks at a crow. The crow is going towards Mathura. Oh, crow. Ah, Krishna is black. You are also black. Maybe we both are friends. Birds are the same feather, flock together, isn't it? You both black people. Just tell to Krishna that, you know, we're just waiting for him. Ai Dina Dayadra Natha hai. He is a Dina Daya. He is our Natha. And now he has become Mathura Natha. So Radharani is explaining in a very, very Dainya Bhava. Very, very feeling the destitute. She is feeling like a destitute, helpless conditions. She's praying, oh, please, Krishna, you have gone to Mathura and you become Mathura, you have forgotten us. You have forgotten us. At the same time, there is anger also. When somebody is in loving anger, another meaning of this verse will be, Acha, you become Uttaranath. Huh? you forgot your Gopinath. In this way, this verse has got so many wonderful, wonderful meanings. Unlimited meanings this has got. Ai Dina Dayadranath hai, Mathura Natha Kada Avalokayase. Then Krishna would say to Radharani, Acha, if you love me so much, why you don't die? Then she says that I am not dying because you are told that I will come back. Krishna told Gopis, I will come back. Just because you are told you are going to come back, that we are just waiting for the time when we are going to see you again. This one word which you have spoken, we are going to come back. And that too we are holding our life not because we want to really see you, because we want that you should see us. And if you come and you don't see us, if we die, what is going to happen to you? Just thinking about the pain which you are going to experience without seeing us, we are just holding our lives. Hridayam tvada loka kataram, without seeing you, hridayam is kataram, is just experiencing separation. Daitya whole beloved Krishna, brahmayati kim karomyam, my mind is completely bewildered, I don't know what to do, kim karomyam, I can only just do one thing, cry, cry and cry. In this way, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke these words, he went into ecstasy, he fainted, everybody became completely confused what to do. After some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stood up, started chanting and dancing, and he was chanting these words, Ai Dina, Ai Dina, Ai Dina, Bolara Bar Bar, Khantana Nihishvara Vani Netra Shudhar, crying, tears are flowing through his eyes, and he could not recite this verse completely. Like sometimes Mahaprabhu would say, Jaga, 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 Jaga. He could not chant the entire name of Jagannath. In love of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant this verse, Ai Dina, Ai Dina, Ai Dina. In this way, this verse has got a very significant thing. Today is Recipients Day, Madhavendra Puri. We should remember, we should become like Ishwara Puri, serve Madhavendra Puri in the humble mode, or spiritual master, very humble mode, and we get the blessings. What happened? By serving Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri got the Supreme Lord as his disciple. And this is a great fortune which Ishwara Puri had. At the same time, today as an offering to Madhavendra Puri, we all can memorize this verse and make our life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.